Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Urban Age and welcome to Shanghai. And it's a very, very significant moment to see so many friends from Shanghai, from China, from East Asia, and from North and South America and Europe actually here today. And despite the difficulties that we're all experiencing and the phone calls from London late last night, it's very important that we're here together. Now, I would like to do just a few things today in introducing this conference to you, and then we'll pass on to Richard Sennett, who, as you've gathered from Wolfgang Novak, was very much at the center of developing this whole project a year ago. But let me start, first of all, by saying to our colleagues here in Shanghai, our partners, an enormous thank you for the work and the help that you've done, together with our teams, obviously, from Herrhausen and the LSE, and that is the Shanghai Academy of Social Sciences, Professor Zhuo, Tongji University, Fudan University, East China Normal University, and the Shanghai SIIC. I can never get it right, so I apologize, but it's the corporation which is also hosting a dinner for us tonight. So let me start by thanking you all enormously for the support you've given us in these last very intense 3 months. What I really want to do is talk about the logistics or the ideas of this project as a whole, and Richard will very much focus on the intellectual aspirations of the conference over the next 2 days. And I will also speak briefly just a little bit about the logistics of these 2 days and how it's going to work and how we would like it to work. The reason being is that we have been, if we go to the next slide, already experienced this notion of bringing people together from different discourses, from different countries, into one room to talk to each other about the problems of world cities. Now, the Urban Age project, as you can see from these images, is ambitious. It's a series of 6 interdisciplinary conferences in 6 different cities. We've already held the one in New York in February of this year. We are, of course, now in Shanghai. We will be moving to London on the 11th of November, and then after that, Mexico City, Johannesburg, and then we will be ending in Berlin with a sort of summing up conference at the end of that. And the whole point really is to bring many of the people around this table, and hopefully more as the project evolves, in a sort of cumulative learning exercise, so that by the end of it we will, I hope, have learned more than when we started. That absolutely is the ambition of this project. And that's why it's so important to have as free and open a discussion as possible in these 2 days. Next slide, please. So the key point, really, and I hope you can see, perhaps we could close that blind over there so that you can see the image on this side a bit better. And I'm sorry, Wolfgang, to block the view that you were describing. But the key point is very much a cumulative process. It's a series of investigations of cities. It's not a series of statements on cities. The core point of the project intellectually, which Richard will develop, I'm sure, further, is not just to analyze policy, not just to analyze the problems, but to link the worlds of physical change, as we see so clearly here, with the issues of socioeconomic and political change. And to do that, we have brought together a group of international experts from different disciplines. And I would have thought, certainly from my point of view, and this is an aspiration which is not necessarily shared by everyone because we are very different in our groups. One of the aims is certainly to try and shape the thinking and the practice of the next generation of political leaders who run cities. And we will hear from people like Saskia and others, Saskia Sassen and others, how important cities, I think, are becoming in a sort of globalized world. So it's a network. It's exploring the interrelationships between the issues of urban design, the key issues of density, and the issues of actually governance of people and money and infrastructure. Ultimately, we hope to come up with something relatively ambitious. At the end of the cycle, we will come up with what I think might be a blueprint for cities, not the same messages for everyone, but a learning curve which takes us forward. Next, please. To do this project, as you already know, Deutsche Bank and its Herrhausen Society has contributed a vast amount of money, and we are very, very happy with that, to bring all of you together and to continue doing this. I think Saskia, Sasan, and I were saying to each other, this has probably never happened before. The fact that interdisciplinary group has traveled and keeps on traveling and discusses these issues. There are many conferences on cities. In fact, this week alone in this city, there are three. And I'm delighted, Wolfgang, that the name Urban Age is being used at all of them. And I don't know whether we should sue them or not. But of course, Professor Zur, we are delighted that the name Urban Age appeared even in your very interesting conference at the Shanghai Academy of Social Sciences. The LSC Cities program is at the heart of developing this project, and we have nearly more than 20, in fact, more than 20 experts from around the world. I've referred to that before. And these are our local partners who, again, I wish to thank. Next. So how are we doing this project? And here I want to be very brief. Basically, it is interdisciplinary. There are probably four key areas which we will be investigating, and that is how the structure of this and the other conferences are actually organized. We're taking four major aspects and asking questions about labor markets. How are the changes in labor markets affecting the shape of the city? And that is one big theme that is being addressed. A second one, obviously, is transport and public transport infrastructure, and how does that affect the shape of the city and the quality of life of people in the city. Third big issue is the fundamental aspect of public space and public life in the city, which is sometimes forgotten by those of us who design cities. Enrique Penaloza, the mayor of Bogota, was shocked to see so many presentations with videos without people. But Enrique, that's what many of us do. And I think it would be important to remind ourselves that we have this discussion. The public life, the people who use the spaces, who are the spaces for, how are they used, is absolutely central question. And the final one, which obviously interests enormously the practical designers in the room and elsewhere, is the issue of housing. How do you accommodate housing? How do you manage the split between the very rich and those who can't afford housing in the cities that we're exploring? And the effect that has on the creation of a neighborhood, if that is actually possible. These are the four big themes around which the conference is shaped. That's why in the program you have, in blue in English and in pink in Chinese, that's why you will see and how you will see that there are four major sessions which will have presentations and responses and then an open discussion with all of you in the room. If we go on, please, too. Next, please. Let me just now end by talking about the logistics of the event. We are in this wonderful room, and I want to thank the Creek Art Center for two things. First, for being here. It's just so significant for us to be able to engage with the city in this way. Secondly, for arranging a series of options for us. We are in this room for the discussions. The floor above is where we have coffee. It's a very nice room, and it's where the facilities are, if you need to use them. And the top floor is where we are going to have lunch, both today and tomorrow. So everything is in these three floors, and they're all wonderfully air-conditioned. So please feel relaxed to move around to come back. If we do get overcrowded, there's also a video link upstairs for if there isn't enough capacity in the room, and you can watch the proceedings from the fourth floor. I want to stress that it is very important to us, and in New York it was very fundamental, many of you were there, and I hope you agree, a degree of informality of exchange, that you feel free to and relaxed to tell us what you think. There is an issue of press presence. And it's always a sort of a tension way. We want to let the world know of what we're doing, but we also want to keep things open. So our strategy for this event is to allow the press, and some members are here, for the first opening session, which is about comparing three different cities. After that, it will be a sort of closed-door policy and only invited people. So whatever is said in the conference is not actually referred to in the press. So, how is it going to work? After this session, after Richard speaks, we will have an introductory session on addressing urban change. And it's a comparative book. It's a comparative look at Shanghai, London, and New York. And we will be introducing the speakers in a moment, with two analytical views from Jerry Frug and from Dan Sujic about governance and about architecture of these three great cities. Then there will be an open discussion, and then we will move on to the sessions, which will be always chaired by two people with the intention that we, because we have four eyes rather than two, we can catch as many of you and invite you to comment as much as possible. So again, during the sessions, just please wave at us if you feel you have something to say. And on the whole, and I really would implore this, questions and discussions rather than long statements are very important, particularly when there is the need for simultaneous translation. So I would always encourage you to be brief and to address yourself to the issues which are being discussed at that moment. We have plenty of time throughout the 2 days, I think, to raise other issues, and that's what we should do. We obviously want to thank a lot of people, and I'm not going to do that. Wolfgang and I will do that at the end, but it is remarkable how an international team from the LSE, from the Deutsche Bank, and locally key people have been working together for at least 3 months to make this happen, and I already want to thank them in advance. The mere fact that we're here all at the same time is remarkable, and it's fantastic. There is a dinner hosted tonight by SIIC, to which I think you have all received invitations. If you're unclear about that, please confirm with the desk whether you're able to come. You're all very, very welcome to that, and I'm delighted that they're able to do that. And there will be a final reception tomorrow evening at the Molle Villa at the end of the conference, where we will be able to relax even more and look back at what we've done. Now, there are apologies, as inevitably happen, and particularly the effect of yesterday's event is having some effect on people who were trying to get out of London yesterday. And at the moment, Alejandro Zairapolo called me after taking 3 hours getting to the airport and is unable to make it. So he apologized, and of course we understand. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that others will not be affected, but it may be the case. So I'm going to end here. I'm not going to go on to the next slides, Bruno. I know that's going to confuse you, because I want to ask Richard Sennett to come up to the platform and introduce the themes, but let me really welcome you to this event, and I'm going to sit here and listen with great interest to what's going to happen. So thank you for being here.